A single Reddit post about Google's Gemini upgrades pulled 2,573 upvotes and reignited a familiar argument. Faster, more agentic models are landing in everyday products. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 7th, 2026. I'll start with why the new model upgrades matter for people who actually use search, code, and research tools. Hank Green and the Creator Trust Fracture. A post with 525 upvotes pushed back on the backlash to Hank Green after he admitted to using large language models for research and then apologized, saying the habit had become not healthy for me or good for the world. Fans feel betrayed because Green's brand is built on careful science communication. Critics pointed out a systemic pressure in the creator economy to produce more faster. Watch this, because disclosure and workflow norms are about to become part of creator contracts and platform policy. Expect clearer transparency rules or show-specific disclaimers on research workflows. Is OpenClaw stalled after its lead left? A small but noisy thread questioned whether OpenClaw, an open-source agent framework that automates terminal and web workflows, has slowed since its creator reportedly joined a major AI lab. Commenters worried about single maintainer risk and urged forks or community governance. One practical anchor is the slow cadence of releases and public commits since the move. The kicker? These projects are prototypes for autonomous tooling. If stewardship fails, critical safety and maintenance questions migrate from hobby repos to real products, so community governance matters more than ever.
What changed with Gemini and why it matters now? The immediate development is simple. Google has been rolling a new tranche of Gemini updates, versions labeled in public posts as 3 Pro and 3.1, and they're being folded into Search, the Gemini app, and developer tooling. That's not just a new model number. Two concrete upgrades matter to users: a deep think mode aimed at longer, more deliberative reasoning, and enterprise-facing research agents designed to pull together evidence across multiple sources autonomously. Google's blog and contemporaneous coverage claim better multimodal performance and stronger reasoning benchmarks. Reviewers are already noting lower latency in routine tasks and cheaper compute per query on certain workloads. Here's the practical effect. If you use Search, a coding assistant, or a business research tool, you'll see responses that are faster and more capable at multi-step planning. For average workflows, that's a productivity bump, shorter time to draft, summarize, or prototype. The catch, which you've heard before, is the trade-off between speed, cost, and factual hygiene. Reddit commenters flagged it bluntly. Faster doesn't always mean truer. One of the top replies in the thread framed it as an old problem in new clothes. Agents that can autonomously research will surface more results, but those results still need provenance and verification.
That's where governance and product design intersect. Google's public commentary includes new governance proposals and enterprise controls. But public trust moves more slowly than a version number. When a model is embedded into a search box or a CRM, small hallucinations can propagate at scale. A bad citation becomes a widely copied paragraph. So the technical story, improved reasoning and multimodal inputs, is inseparable from the product question. How do you build guardrails that make those capabilities usable without amplifying misinformation? Expect more visible provenance layers, stricter enterprise settings, and new UI patterns that force the model to show evidence before an answer is persisted. OpenAI's Astra, agentic math and machine checkable proofs, reportedly. Now, layer on another development that the community has been tracking, a model family reportedly called Astra, which insiders say was used in internal tests to produce machine-checkable proofs and to solve roughly 10 previously open math problems by formalizing arguments as lean certificates. I'll stress the language. That's what reporting says about internal tests. If confirmed, it's important because it's a step toward models that don't just propose an answer, but can output a verifiable, tool-checked artifact, a proof in a formal system.
Why is that a different class of capability? Because verifiability changes the risk calculus. A claim that the model solved these problems is one thing. A claim that the model produced lean certificates that a verifier can check is another. It means you can independently confirm correctness with a machine. For fields like formal math, cryptographic protocol design, or safety critical specifications, that verifiability is gold. But there are limits.
Internal tests can be curated. Systems that coordinate multiple agentic components, search, theorem proving, and planner modules, are still vulnerable to subtle failures like state desynchronization or cascading hallucinations in the non-verifiable parts of the pipeline. Both of these model stories point to the same pattern. Vendors are optimizing for complex, long-running workloads and agent collaboration. That improves the speed of research and software development, but it also accelerates the scale of failure modes. Redditors picked up on the governance angle. Who gets access to the most capable variants, and how will vendors gate research use? One common worry is that the most capable variants will be tightly held under approval processes, while cheaper, faster public versions are optimized for cost and latency, not necessarily for the highest fidelity.
Operational risks you should watch for next quarter. There are a few concrete, near-term operational issues that follow directly from these upgrades. First, credentials and agent behavior. As autonomous agents become capable of browsing, calling APIs, and taking actions, the security stacks around API keys and service tokens get a lot more interesting. We're already seeing a market for SaaS products that try to stop agents from finding and exfiltrating credentials. Yes, there are companies being built to prevent AI agents from stealing API keys. That's both a symptom and a warning sign. The attack surface grows faster than platform defaults for least privilege and runtime discovery. Second, idempotency and retries. If an agent can execute a write action, refund a customer, update a record, or file a ticket, transient failures require retry logic. The practical engineering fix is well known. Idempotency keys, checkpoints, explicit human approvals for side-effectful steps, and storage layer deduplication. But when you have nested agents coordinating across multiple services, those patterns get complex. Expect more enterprise tooling that wires idempotency into agent orchestration frameworks. And expect auditors to ask for run-level evidence. Who told the agent to retry, what idempotency key was used, and how was the result reconciled?
Third, open source stewardship matters. Projects like OpenClaw showed how quickly an agent framework can be useful because it maps well to text-based terminals. But when a lead maintainer moves on, reportedly to a large lab, release cadence and maintenance drop, and the whole community asks whether to fork or build governance around stewardship. That's not just a developer gripe. When open source tooling underpins production systems, single maintainer risk becomes an operational risk for enterprises that pick those tools. The safety and policy thread tying this together. Finally, the policy dimension is now unavoidable. As these models get integrated into search, research, and enterprise agents, regulators will look less kindly on opaque workflows that influence markets, elections, or regulated advice. The public conversation we heard in the Hank Green thread about creator transparency is the user-facing side of the same issue. When a tool authoritatively outputs a researched claim, audiences want to know the provenance. When a creator outsources research to an LLM without disclosure, platforms and lawmakers see another reason to push for mandatory provenance labels or stronger audit requirements for AI-assisted content. So what should organizations do immediately? Practical moves. Require provenance for any deployed answer. Bake idempotency and explicit approval gates into write-heavy agent actions. Limit token-bursting behaviors that hide what the model actually read. And for open-source projects, prioritize governance plans and federated maintenance so single departures don't create single points of failure. These are small engineering and policy changes, but they're the differences between a useful automation and a cascade of mistakes.
A short note on public trust. Engineers and communicators are negotiating new norms. On the human side, expect more conversations like the one around Hank Green. Creators, researchers, and communicators will be forced to choose between velocity and credibility. Platforms will adapt. either with labeling, stricter creator guidelines, or new monetization models that reward careful sourcing. That's where the model upgrades meet the social contract. As models get better at sounding authoritative, norms about when and how to disclose human versus machine contributions will shape user trust far more than benchmark scores. Will we build the guardrails as fast as we build the agents, or will governance always play catch-up with capability? I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.